Senate State Affairs to order. It's 7 minutes after the hour. Attendance, we have Senator Geisel, Senator Stedman, and myself, Senate Chair Dyson. Senator Coghill and Wilkowski will be joining us probably about half past the hour, a little bit one way or another. And Senator Geisel has to run off to finance about 20 minutes from now. So it is, and helping us today, we have Nancy Jones, who's been doing this for a long time, since she was 13. And Alex D. Shea. And both of these have proved to be people proved to be very competent. Usual thing, turn off your cell phones, and please at least turn off the ringer. And but we're told it can interfere with the communications. So it's my intention, we're going to hear these things in order, HB 67 first and then Senate Bill 36. It's my hope and intention that we can pass HB 67 out of here before we lose our quorum. But I'd like to invite Senator Steve Thompson to the representative. Yeah, that would have been a demotion, right? Please identify yourself for the record.
And yes,
this is the bill sponsor.
I am Steve Thompson, a representative from House District 3, and I want to thank Mr. Chairman and the senators for hearing House Bill 67 today. It's an act establishing March 29th of each year as Vietnam Veterans Day. In 2012, the United States Senate and the President designated March 29th as Vietnam Veterans Day. And this year marks the 40th anniversary of the withdrawal of U.S. combat and combat support units from Vietnam. On March 29, 1973, all U.S. troops were withdrawn from Vietnam, marking an end of the 10-year United States military involvement. Upon their return, Vietnam veterans were not greeted with parades and triumphant speeches such as the ones delivered after the end of each of the world wars. Instead, Vietnam veterans returned home to silence and, in some cases, abuse for having served their country during a controversial war. House Bill 67 would dedicate March 29th of each year as Vietnam Veterans Day in Alaska to commemorate the military service of the American men and women who served in Vietnam. The day may be observed by suitable observances and exercises by civic groups and the public. And I want to thank the committee for hearing House Bill 67 today.
Questions for the bill sponsor? Are there people here? There's a tactical decision for all of you who are supporting this, and I suspect all of us in the legislature will. It was unanimous in the House?
Yes, it was.
And I understand that you had extensive testimony there.
We did. We had a lot of people to speak in support, Mr. Chairman, and a few of them were Vietnam veterans even. I was in the Army from 65 to 1967. I did not serve in Vietnam. I was a veteran during the Vietnam era, though.
All right. Are there folks here in the audience that want to testify? Do we have anyone from the LIOs or offline? Representative Thompson, as I understand it, you had no negative testimony about this.
Absolutely no negative testimony, Mr. Right.
Any questions or comments from the committee? The chair will entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move committee substitute for House Bill 67, version 28-LS0308/U from this committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there objection? All right. House Bill 67 passes from committee with individual recommendations and a zero fiscal note.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a recess until shortly after 9:30 when two others of our committee members will show up. And sorry for the inconvenience. There's a lot of important things going on and very conflict in interests. But we're at ease. Affairs back to order at about 22 minutes after 9. present with us this time, we have Senator Stedman, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Coghill, and myself, Senator Chair Dyson. We're now going to hear Senate Bill 36, Vulnerable Adults. Senator Coghill, would we move we adopt the end version?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt the what version is it again?
End, I believe.
The end version of the SB 36, Missing Vulnerable Adults Response Plan.
Is there objection?
Sorry, I didn't have that in front of me.
We have before us Senate Bill 36. You ready?
Mr. Chairman, we're still waiting for Senator Ellis. He is en route. However,
why don't you get started and at least read the sponsor statement? Please identify yourself for the record.
My name is Nathan Zensi, staff to Senator Johnny Ellis. Good morning. First and foremost, we'd like to thank the chair, Senator Fred Dyson, as joining us as a co-sponsor of this important effort. As you may know, a similar version of this bill did pass the Alaska Senate 20-0 last year unanimously, and we are happy to work alongside our colleagues this time around to pick up this effort where we left off. Some brief background, this bill would ensure that our Department of Military and Veterans Affairs works together with the Department of Public Safety to develop plans for state and local law enforcement to quickly notify the media, the public, and other law enforcement agencies when a vulnerable adult goes missing. A Silver Alert program here in Alaska, we believe, would establish clear and consistent lines of communication and develop efficient procedures for citizens, law enforcement, and media outlets to follow in this situation. We believe the preparation in this bill will ensure we maintain an efficient system for activating rapid searches and media alerts for a senior citizen with Alzheimer's disease or dementia or adult with developmental disabilities when they are missing, even when law enforcement agencies may be burdened by high response demands in other areas, or if they may lose experienced officers to retirement or turnover. Mr. Chair, 38 other states have established silver alerts or even more expansive missing persons response programs. Despite this, Alaska still has not taken the opportunity to design a dedicated response and notification program for our senior citizens and disabled adults when they go missing. We believe that due to the rapidly growing senior population here, it is imperative that we establish this program to allow our seniors and disabled adults to continue to live and retire here, which they are increasingly choosing to do alongside their families and children. Briefly, we've seen what this program can do in other states. Just this past August, the Mississippi Highway Patrol, which operates the Silver Alert in Mississippi, praised their Silver Alert program for helping them save just 3 lives in a month. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Senator Ellis to continue comments on the importance of this program.
Senator Ellis. Good morning. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for having the bill before you. For the record, I'm Senator Johnny Ellis. Oh, we're almost all the way through.
Senator Ellis.
For the record, I'm Senator Johnny Ellis and represent downtown and Mountain View in the State Senate.
We have several time constraints this morning with
yes, sir.
Members in and out. Have you and your office seen the amendment that Senator Coghill would like to make?
Have we?
Mr. Chair, we have not seen that amendment yet.
All right. I'll take a brief at ease while we get it reproduced.
bipartisan support, strong interest group support across the state, no known opposition. There have been some folks who have said...
Come back to order.
Mr. Chairman, no known opposition, lots and lots of support. There was some question that can be addressed in terms of definition of vulnerable adults. It sounds like we have a game plan to deal with that. Some people had said, well, we could do this now. The point is 30 other states have done this and we haven't done it. Budgets are tight, time is tight, and we did this with Amber Alert, so there's no reason why we can't all come together to do this. Yes, people could have done it before, just like they could have done Amber Alert before the federal government required that. It's a positive thing that I've heard no opposition from anyone.
So then you have a tactical decision here. Do we have anybody signed up to testify?
One.
We have one. All right. So if you can take off if you'd like, Senator Coghill, and we'll still have a quorum.
Yeah, I have no objection to moving the bill forward. So.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Is there any additional remarks you'd like to make at this time?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Anyone here in the room that would like to testify? All right. For the record, I talked with Lieutenant Dial before the start of the meeting, and my understanding was that he and the department have no problem with the zero fiscal note, at least for the short term, believe that they can handle these calls and without impacting their budget.
Yes, sir.
I represented to him if they got overwhelmed, we would help them out in a supplementary budget in the future. Did I represent you correctly?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Let the record reflect that the Lieutenant Dial from Public Safety agreed.
Mr. Chairman, I do want to put on the record, now that we're back on, that I've spoken to Mr. Dial as well and plan to work with Senator Coghill in the next committee of referral, if we get that far, on the definitional concerns. So I think we have a game plan.
All right. Thank you. We have one person that wants to testify, or two. Michael Van Vliet in Anchorage. Can you hear us, sir?
Yes, I can.
All right. Please give us your testimony. I would encourage you to make it relatively brief so we can deal with this morning, but we're glad to hear from you. Please identify yourself and proceed.
Okay. Thank you, sir. My name is Michael Van Vliet, and I'm here to give my testimony in favor of the bill for the Silver Alert. A little bit about myself. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I was in infantry from 2005 to 2009. And I did two tours in Iraq. I am now a senior at the University of Alaska Anchorage in the social work program. And it
are you still online, Michael?
I'm still here.
Okay, watch out for the mute button. Please proceed.
Yeah, I didn't hit anything.
All right.
Okay, at my... In my program for social work, we have to do an internship, and I'm doing mine at the Warrior Transition Battalion on J-Bear. And at my agency, we assist service members who have been injured in Iraq, Afghanistan, or in the U.S., and are in transition out of the service. And it is these individuals who I believe the Silver Alert would greatly benefit. And at the Warrior Transition Battalion, I have met with many service members who have varying degrees of traumatic brain injury. And this injury has made it that some of these individuals have severe cognitive impairments and are at the point where they require to have an escort with them at all times. And eventually they will not have these extensive care of the military and the escort, and they will be a veteran in our community. The Silver Alert will benefit these individuals in the future, for traumatic brain injury, like post-traumatic stress disorder, gets worse as the years go by. So maybe a veteran is functioning fine today, but in 10 years, their TBI might cause them to become disoriented or lost. The number of injuries that have come out of Iraq and Afghanistan increases every year, and effects of many of these injuries received in these wars is to the brain and causes them to become lost when they have TBI. The Silver Alert will be a valuable tool in looking out for the, individuals with the traumatic brain injuries or the post-traumatic stress disorder. And these veterans have sacrificed so much for our country, and it is our chance now to implement a program that will support our Alaskan veterans at a level not seen in the lower 48. Thank you for all your time and consideration. I'm going to try to keep it brief.
Well,
that is it.
Any questions? All right. We'll now hear from Patrick Cunningham. Are you there in Anchorage, Patrick?
Good morning, and thank you so much for hearing this important bill. My name is Patrick Cunningham. I'm a board member of the Alzheimer's Resource Agency of Alaska. It's an agency serving approximately 7,000 in this state who have Alzheimer's disease, and this is anticipated to increase. One of the ramifications of this disease is a tendency to wander, and out of four out of six, six out of eight may do this during a course of treatment. This bill, being titled Silver Alert, is important, but it's a little bit broader bill. It's really intended for all vulnerable adults, and the underlying value is the protection of human life. And this bill will be very beneficial to citizens in this state. The alert system, I think, that's already in place really needs to sort of be utilized. There's some concern that somehow it might be overutilized, but the whole purpose of this bill is to alert citizens to be more aware, more cognizant of people who are at risk. And so hopefully it won't occur very often. There's lots of good protection in place. But I urge you to support this bill and move it out of committee. Thank you very much for giving me the time to speak with you today.
Our privilege, and thanks for your work. The last person we have here is Dulcy Nobray. Did I murder that name?
You did not murder it too badly. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. I'm the Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska, and on behalf of our organization, I'd like to speak in support of Senate Bill 36 as well. For the population we serve, individuals with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, wandering is a behavior that is very common. In fact, up to 60% of individuals affected may wander at some time. The repercussions of that behavior can be pretty severe. In fact, nationwide, the statistics show that of those individuals who wander, only one-third of those individuals survive if they're not found within 24 hours. So in Alaska, of course, that situation can be fatal. As you well know, because of the extreme weather that we have here in Alaska. So, for the reasons that have already been mentioned, the community really needs to come together and help find these vulnerable adults. So, on behalf of the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska, I urge you to support this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony and your work. Any further testimony? All right. Senator Ellis, who pays for the unit that the senior will carry? Or maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Yes, there is no alert mechanism around the collar. There are many private services that provide that ability to locate people through GPS. This is not that system. This is more of an alert system rather than an individual mechanism on a chain.
Certainly. Any other remarks that you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate the committee's attention.
Any questions or comments from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, ready for motion?
Please.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we move Senate Bill 36 version N to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Objection. I'd like to say I suspect that most of you in this room are part of the solution that are trying to work with this population or have experience yourself or family members, and we appreciate what you're doing, and we're glad to play some small part in assisting in that. Thank you for your work. Any other business? What do we have next Tuesday? Next Tuesday, we'll have a joint meeting with the House, and we'll continue the hearings about federal issues with the state on land issues, particularly the RS 247-2477, which has to do with historic right-of-ways and households over that. And we are adjourned. Thank you.